everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for joining us, allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris, and I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing better.
Doing good.
Doing good, doing better. Feeling better?
Yep. Much better.
Much better? Been out and about?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Been running the roads?
Not as much as y'all.
Okay.
But I'm doing good.
Well, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling better. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, coming in, hanging out with us. Man, this is episode 67, Christy.
Wow, 67.
Yeah. 67 actually is my favorite number.
Why?
Just kidding. It's not. It's not at all. I just wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to give some significance of why I mentioned it. I just did because, well, you know.
We do like to keep the air on 67.
That is true. That is the temperature. 67, 68, it's somewhere right around there.
It's our happy number at home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we like. So, good job. Yeah, I do like the number 67 as far as temperature goes. All right. We're not in our first segment yet, but I guess we could jump into it. Speaking of temperature, man, it was so hot at our office this week.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. I even got a new fan. So I had two fans going in my office. I had one that would blow me from the side, and I had one that would blow in my face.
Did anybody else complain?
Yeah.
Of the air, or was it just you?
Because all right. It was just me, but then people would come in my office and say, man, it is hot in here. And I'd say, yes, it's because I'm in here. I think I'm the reason. I'm making it wherever I am. It's just hot.
Yeah, it's hot in here too. So I guess
it's just
so.
Me.
And you're in here.
So. Hey, you know what they say. It's getting hot in here.
You better just leave it at that.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just wondering.
Okay.
Well, all right. So, Christy, I did want to mention something. So, you know, last week we talked about all of the support that you get. I actually had a good bit of support this week about sitting in the dark. I got people don't like to sit in the dark. Now,
I mean, are you talking about one person that commented? Because one person doesn't count.
Two people. I had two people reach out and say, I agree with you.
I know the one. Who's the other? I know the one.
Ganker is one.
I know Ganker.
And my sister Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie don't like to sit in the dark?
She likes to sit in the light because we are all Christians.
And I'll just say this since you're talking about it. As much as I love to sit in dim lighting to relax, I have been very conscious of every time you come in the living room this week, it's flipping the sunlights on.
It feels great, doesn't it?
I don't know if it feels great, but I've been doing it consciously. Now, when you leave the room, I'll go flip
don't
them
you
back
feel, on. All right, don't you feel smarter?
No.
And like more accomplished?
I would rather open up the blinds to the sliding door to let light in than have those bright lights on that you bought.
No. That's not the same.
Natural light is better than
that's light what we bulbs. Have. That's why we have daylight light no, bulbs.
I'm talking about natural light, but
naturally daylight light bulbs is what we have.
No, it's different. But just to say, some people are different.
Okay.
But I have been conscious to let you sit in the light when you're with me.
Man, and I appreciate it. I actually feel myself getting smarter sitting in the light. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Feeling good. Feeling great. Are you feeling good and great today, Tina? You seem to be a little edgy today. Are you a little edgy today?
I am a little on the edgy side.
You want to talk about it right here on the podcast and just air out your grievances?
No. I'm not talking about it today.
Oh, okay. Does it have to do with me? Is why you're edgy?
Maybe a little, but not. I was perturbed with my whole grocery experience this morning.
Let's talk about it, Tina.
And so.
Let's just get the grocery Let's get your grocery frustrations out on the table.
So I will.
Let's help you right here feel better, Tina.
So...
All right, listen. If you're not watching on Spotify, she just grabbed the mic. She's about
to get serious. I don't want to sit up the whole time. I want to sit back.
It's about to get serious. All right. I'm all ears.
So I'm very routinal, repetitious. I like to do a lot of the same things throughout my week. The same. You know that. Our listeners know that. On Saturdays, I like to do groceries because Sundays are busy and then Mondays are here. You know, I like to have all my groceries by Monday.
Yep.
So we've started the Walmart delivery, which is, you know, it's okay.
It's amazing.
There's a couple cons to it I don't like.
No cons.
Well, you don't do the grocery shopping, so you don't get a say.
I get the groceries.
You don't get to say in it because
I get them from the door and I don't have to go anywhere. I do get a say. Still,
you don't truly get the whole grocery shopping ordeal because you don't actually do it.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
this is your time. I'm sorry, Tina. Go ahead. This is your time to air grievances.
So we got up. I started trying to do it around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And when I went to reserve my time, there were no times that I could see, but I could check out by 10:10.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, I can do this real fast, you know, just
really quick
doing it. Well, evidently, I couldn't get any more than 43 items, and I had almost 70 items in my cart.
Ooh, you reached your limit with Walmart delivery.
Something to do with Express and stuff. You could only do 43 items for the address. And I thought, well, that's not fair because everything on my grocery list we needed. You know, so I'm like, they won't let me get three tomatoes, three avocados, two cucumbers. They were including that in the whole number. So I came in here and spoke to you. You were busy doing your thing. And so I was like, well, you know what, Walmart? You're losing my service today. So I took everything out of the cart and I went back to Kroger. And my list is on Kroger. I have two lists saved. I was able to get everything I needed, but turkey. I had to go in and get turkey because they said they didn't have it, which they did. I don't understand them.
Kroger, get your act together.
But I think I like, and now Kroger has Boost, which I think is delivery.
Okay.
I think if we paid for Boost.
So we need to try it.
And had the groceries delivered, I'm not real, real happy with Walmart.
Okay.
Okay. It's nice to have the groceries delivered to the house, but honestly, since we've gotten it, I haven't got a full set of groceries since we've done it because I don't really know what we need and don't need until I look at my Kroger list, which is like inconvenient. So I was happy to go pick my groceries up at Kroger today.
Okay. Am I allowed to have a couple of follow-up questions?
Sure.
Okay. First follow-up question about this topic. Number one, you could only get 43 items.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have then done two orders to complete all of the items that you needed?
I have no idea. Okay. All I know is it was a gray reserve my time because I had more than 43 items, and then my time expired, and then they wouldn't let me click another time. It was very inconvenient.
So, okay.
Because I had my time ready till I went to check out, and it said I had too many items in my cart for an express delivery, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. So it kind of put me off-putting. I was a little aggravated about the whole grocery experience.
Speaking of pudding, I love the pudding that you got. It's in the refrigerator. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Now... second follow-up question. Okay. Now, I know that you said that you didn't have all of your grocery list in the Walmart because it's in Kroger. Could you not look at that list and then put that stuff in the cart in Walmart by looking at what's in the Kroger list?
Could
we not do that?
My Kroger list is $720 worth.
What?
I don't spend all that. I don't spend all that.
Holy smokes. Just listen.
Give me a second.
I thought this was the big one.
You know how much I spend. I know my budget. But there's items in the list that I can take off. But it's there in case I need it for the week.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, can't we just recreate that list in Walmart and do the same thing?
I mean, I guess if I had two phones and was able to do that, but that's a lot of items.
But can't you look at the thing and then be like, okay, I got this, let me put this in. Right. I got this, let me put this in.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of work. I try to remember what I have, but I mean, $720 worth of groceries on the list is a lot.
It is a lot.
If I ever accidentally hit the wrong button and get $720 worth, you might pass out.
I would absolutely pass out. Listen.
Be using every card we got, red one, blue one, green one.
Listen. All right, the last thing I want to mention is not a question per se. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to try this Boost thing, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Depends on how much it is. Mm-hmm. But I did feel like we were the Flintstones hopping in our car. After the last month of having groceries delivered to us, I felt like we were getting into our rock vehicle. We were using our feet to go to the grocery store so that they could put the big old slab of meat on the side of our car and tip our car over. I felt like we were totally going back to the Stone Age by actually going to the store to get our groceries.
I don't know. I think I like Kroger's produce and meats better than I like Walmart's.
I like delivery better than anything.
But when my strawberries come moldy and I have to throw them away anyway, it's a waste of money.
Okay.
They don't have my hamburger meat, so they're substituting some type of meat, and it's not as good. It's just, I just don't like it.
You're very passionate on this subject.
I'm just saying.
So this is why, because the Walmart app didn't work and it was because we had to go pick up our groceries. That's why you're feeling a little edgy today.
I'm a little bit on. I just am. You know, sometimes you wake up and you are.
Okay. Well, do you feel better talking about it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm helping somebody out there. I don't know. Maybe I woke up a little edgy too and I'm just talking us through it.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, Tina, what else is new this week? What else do you have new going on in the world of Tina?
I got something else to talk about.
Oh, is it a grievance?
No, but I mean, I imagine you'll chime in on this.
Okay, I can't wait.
So we had another light come up on the dashboard of our car this week. The other week we had the gas light on.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, oh, we can ride 60 miles, blah, 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 with no gas in the car or whatever. Well, this time, we had a light come up on the dashboard, and it said, please check your tire pressure.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, how long do you think you can ride on that light?
Well,
do you just ignore that, too?
It seems like you can do it for a couple of days before it's a problem. Until then, you have a flat tire and you have to stop and then go get a new one.
Yeah.
So that seems to be the mark.
I will say this, though. We were riding to church and our car just started being loud. Remember?
Yeah.
And the light came on. Please check your tire pressure. So we pulled over, checked it. It was very low. We put air in it. And then we went to eat. And then we were riding on the interstate, y'all. You know how fast you go on the interstate. Luckily, Chris doesn't drive very fast.
Okay, listen.
Which was good.
I drive safe.
I love that you drive 55, 60. I drive safe. But we were riding right past Wheeler Road, and I looked at you, and I said, we need to get off this road. We need to get off. And I truly feel like I was the Holy Spirit saying, get off the road. Because when we pulled in the gas station and you got out, we could have had a blowout on the interstate, and it could have been a very serious situation.
Big Summer Blowout. What's that from?
I don't know.
That's from a movie. Big Summer Blowout.
I have no idea. Whatever.
It's the little pig.
Okay. A little pig.
Big Summer Blowout.
You talking about Piggly Wiggly?
No. Hold on.
We had a blow. We could have had a really bad experience on the interstate. I'd much rather be sitting in a gas station with a flat tire than on the side of the interstate.
Oh, it's from Frozen.
On Frozen?
It's from Frozen. Here. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Oh, it's not a pig. It's this man right here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. All right, this.
You find it? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to play it one more time. I know that they just heard it, but let me just play it one more time. All right, hold on. Here it is. Oh, maybe I missed it.
Dixon
will do well. Yeah, that's it. That's what I was talking about. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So anyway, we had another light come on, and I think when the lights come on, I think that means you better check stuff. Are you going to be on the side of the road?
So, all right. You talked about that. It reminded me. I need to go back and watch it. I actually haven't watched it yet. But do you know the Holderness family? Do you know who that is? They were their content creators, YouTubers. They went on Amazing Race, ended up winning Amazing Race. It's a husband and wife. They do their stuff, do stuff with their kids. Pretty funny. I mean, they do some like, okay, whatever videos, but then some of them have been really, really funny. They did one, I just saw it this week. I don't know how old it is, but it's called There's Two Types of People, and they're talking about the gaslight and how you deal with the gaslight in the car. I saw it, but I was going to sleep, and I was just like scrolling through my phone. I was like, man, I want to go back and watch that. So we'll have to do that.
Okay.
So anyway.
So that's what else is going on.
Okay. All right. Anything else you can think of? We're at the second week of school for Emma. Mm-hmm. It's going well.
Yeah, I think she likes high school, so that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I actually have it's kind of like a new segment, but not really. And then I have a story to tell you, and then we'll do our wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, we normally do what's new, mm-hmm. and then we also do weird news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to call this segment Have You Heard? Okay. It's kind of like weird news, but it's things that have happened this week that I want to see if I've heard about them. I want to see if you have heard about them this week. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the very first thing that I wanted to mention to see if you'd heard about is, have you heard about the writers and actors being on strike? What do you know about that?
I just seen Mandy Moore. I follow her from This Is Us.
Okay.
And I'd seen that she was saying something about not getting paid a whole lot. She's getting paid like change for some things that were being showed, but that's all I know.
So I don't know that I can 100% say that I know all about this. Here's the parts that I do know. Pretty much all of the actors and all of the writers, it started with the writers. So the writers went on strike first, then the actors followed suit. So they joined the strike. And it's several different things. One of the things that I know that it's about is like them not getting residual income from streaming services. So like a show like The Office,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the times that people have watched that show, the actors are upset because they're not getting residual income from people viewing that show on Netflix. They got their pay and whatever their contract was, mm-hmm. if there's any kind of residuals from that, but they're not getting residuals from these streaming services.
Yeah, and I think that's what Mandy Moore was saying about This Is Us. I guess people watching it, they're only getting change, just like pennies on the dollar or whatever, people. That's all I know.
Do you find it difficult? All right, do you feel like what they're saying is justified? Like, yeah, you should get paid, or do you feel like, or do you see it more like, man, you got a lot of money, why are you fussing about it? Like, where do you think your opinion is about that?
I don't know. Because they've already gotten paid, but that's the same thing like with Full House and stuff. Do they still get paid for all these years, anytime someone watches the show, or is it because it's streaming that people don't get paid for that, you know?
Well, that's the thing is...
Is it just because of all the streaming services?
It used to be like you could do residual... Like, so the famous story that I heard was that the Princess Leia from Star Wars. Man, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the story, and I don't know that this is 100% true. It may be some true, some not, but I think it's enough in it to tell it, where she actually didn't take like a regular pay, or she opted out of pay, and she ended up, or didn't take as much pay, something like that, and she ended up taking a percentage of the ongoing residuals from Star Wars. Well, now when that happened, obviously it was like, we don't know if this is going to be anything, but it has become an international phenomenon for years and years and years. So up until she passed away recently, she had been getting paid off of all things Star Wars. So, but the I guess the problem is, so you do have those kind of things in your original contract. So it's almost like I hire you for a job, we agree to terms, and then I become very successful in what I hired you to, because of what you did and what I hired you to do, it becomes wildly successful. And now you're mad because you got the amount of money that we agreed upon. And that's, so there's some people that look at it like that, but then other people look at it like, hey, it's their work. They should be getting paid from it.
Right. I look at it as, well, somebody's getting the money. Is it fair for just one person to get all the money because they what produced it? Or is it the streaming that gets the money? And then none of the actors do. So I think I would want a little bit of something.
Yeah.
If I was part of a good production, you know?
You know, obviously, I don't. I could see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see both sides of it. You know, it is hard to. But then again, you know, we think all these people have tons of money and they probably. But they also have tons of more expenses too, as far as like, you know, managers and promoters and those kind of things. So anyway, you don't really know. You don't really know. So, all right. So there's that. So you've heard some about
just
that.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. Did you hear about Pee Wee Herman passing away?
I did.
Okay.
Did you? I told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but here's another part. This is the part that I wanted to ask you about. So he died when he was 70 years old, but come to find out, he had kept a secret that he had been sick for a while.
7 years, maybe?
He had been sick for a while, but he didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. He only told like his like really close family and some really close friends, and then he wrote out a tweet to go out after he had passed saying, hey, you know, sorry I didn't tell you. I just didn't want to, you know, be a burden. I've really enjoyed, you know, making art for you, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So you had heard about that.
Yes.
So that's pretty sad. Did you watch like Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse and Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure, the movie? Did you watch all that stuff?
I did. That was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do the Pee Wee Herman dance right now if for our friends on Spotify?
I know the music.
Could you do it? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, but could you do the dance?
I don't know. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. All right. It's pretty good.
So.
Pretty good. All right. Last thing. Have you heard about the Chinese zoo this week?
I have.
It's been an uproar.
I have.
Where with the bears? There is a bear, yes. Or a certain type of bear.
Yes.
That zoo goers were claiming that there were bears. They were men just dressed up like bears.
I have seen. Well, I clicked on one video. So
look, here's one picture of that bear.
Yes. He was waving at him and everything. Now, looking at that with the wrinkles, it could be.
Yeah.
But when you watch him get down and his tongue coming out and stuff, I think it's a bear. I was conflicted because I like, you know, animals. But I think it's a bear. Have you watched any videos on it?
A little bit. I've watched a little bit about it. I just like that they made such a stink. The public made such a stink about it that the zoo had to come out and say, these are real bears.
Have you seen the one where somebody's throwing food at him?
No, I hadn't seen that.
And he's obviously a bear. I mean, you can't pretend you have a huge tongue like that to try to catch food. But when he's standing up waving on his flat feet like that, I can totally see where they think, oh, my gosh, that is a person.
It's like somebody's wearing a big baggy costume.
Yes.
And it's just a dude in a bear costume.
But when he gets down to go, he looks exactly like a bear would. So yeah. I think it's a bear.
Yeah.
But I have seen all the
The
commotion about it. So.
It is pretty funny, I think. I thought it was humorous throughout the week.
Uh-huh. It's a particular kind of bear. Maybe something to do with the sun.
Let's see. A sun bear. Yeah, sun bear.
Uh-huh.
They said it's definitely not a human.
So that's funny.
Okay.
I clicked on one video, and then, you know, when you click on a reel, sometimes you see a lot of other reels. So there's several videos of them two bears. Different ones. Yeah. That makes it think, So.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that the zoo felt the need to come out and just clarify. Now, so I listened to a talk radio show. It's normally a morning show.
They talked about the bears.
And I listened to it in the afternoon, and they were talking about it, which is actually where I heard about it for the first time. And they were saying, how funny would it be to actually go to a zoo where it was just a bunch of people dressed up like animals?
It's just that video that's going rampant on the web or whatever. It's standing on 2 feet and it's waving like a human. Like, it looks like, what is this bear doing? So, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I watched it several times thinking, what is that? You know, but I do think it's a bear.
Yeah. I 100% think it's a bear too. So, all right. That was pretty funny. Now,
I have something else that's new too. I got some new shoes.
Oh, yes.
You want to show them?
Sure.
I'll take it off, guys, but I got me a new pair of shoes to walk in. How do we say it?
Hokas.
Hokas. They're white with some rose gold, I guess.
Rose gold lettering, yeah.
And so.
You like them a lot.
I do. Really, I do. So that's something else.
That's part of your birthday present.
Yeah.
You got a gift certificate, and you just now used it. So. It's only been a couple of weeks, but I think you had been shopping some, and then you settled on this pair, and you ordered it.
Well, you know, I had a pair of Brooks, and I've been having knee problems wearing my Brooks. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, so I want to try a different shoe.
People love Hokas.
And so, we'll see. Everybody, as of right now, they're comfortable.
Everybody that I've ever talked to that wore Hokas loved them. Mm-hmm. So.
We'll see.
All right. Let me tell you a story. I actually already told you this story. But I wanted to tell you on the podcast. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the other day I was driving home. I want to say it was Thursday. Maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I can't remember. I was driving home and I was sitting at a red light. And we had a flat tire already, and I had to drive on the spare. I had to drive on the spare a couple of days until I could go get the tire replaced.
Right.
And so I'm sitting at the red light, and a car comes up. I'm in the right lane. A car comes up, and a guy, I hear him yell at me saying, hey, hey. I thought he was going to say something about my spare tire. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, your spare tire's flat, or hey, you got a spare tire, or whatever. And so I roll down the window, and it's two guys, young guys, maybe teenagers. And the guy's like, hey, you got your keys in your car door. And I was like, oh, snap. And so I reach out my window.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to find the key. And he's like, no, it's right there. It's right there. And so I keep reaching back and I look over and I don't see anything. And I said, are you messing with me? And he starts laughing. And he says, how are you driving your car if your key's in the door? And then he just sped off. And it took me a moment, but I was like, I am a big old dummy. I am a big old dummy.
Yeah, you came home and said, I got pranked tonight. And so I felt like I had to build your ego back up just a little bit because you got pranked by some kids on 421.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't like mad about it. I didn't like lose sleep over it. But in the moment,
were you embarrassed?
I didn't even feel I didn't even feel like I was embarrassed, but I was like, man, how was I so gullible in that moment? Like, I don't think I'm necessarily a gullible person in general, but like in that moment, I fell for it.
I think too, it was at night, correct?
Yeah, it was like evening. It was evening time.
Evening on that road, if I'm caught off guard, I don't handle things well caught off guard. And you probably didn't know what they were about to say, yelling at you, rolling down the window. So I could see where that's how you reacted in the moment.
Yeah. I wanted to be that old man that's like, get off my lawn, you know, kind of thing. But they drove off, and we already talked about it. I'm not driving that fast to begin with. Plus, I had the spare tire on.
Yeah.
There was no like, you kids.
Well, you were going probably slow enough in case you came to another red light. You wouldn't be right beside him again if you were slightly embarrassed, or I would be embarrassed.
No, I don't think that. But so it made me think. It was a harmless prank. I'm sure they got a laugh about it. I'm sure they cracked up. They're like, what a dummy, you know, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever done a prank before, Christy? Have you ever pranked anyone before?
No.
You've never done a prank before? Never, ever?
I am not a prankster. You know that.
I've done some pranks
before. Have you? That's not surprising.
I'm trying to think of
the ones. I'm not a prankster.
So you've never, like, nothing. Never had anybody, like, pull your finger or set a whoopee cushion under somebody's seat? Nothing like that?
No, I can think of a prank you've done to me.
What?
You don't remember when on our honeymoon what you did?
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. You got cold water.
I don't think we can talk about it on this family.
You got cold water out of the kitchen when I was taking a shower and dumped it over the shower when I was in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking. I don't know what else you're talking about.
Listen, I was trying to think. All right, pranks I have done before. I have one time we forked and Christmas lighted our pastor's yard. We went and took plastic forks and put them all in the front yard, and then we wrapped Christmas lights all around them. It was at Christmas time, so it was a Christmas prank. So that was pretty fun.
Okay.
We liked that. I've toilet papered people's like yards before. There was actually this one guy, I don't really know why we did this or why we thought this was funny. But there was this girl, and we found out that her and her family were going out of town. So we toilet papered their house every night that they were gone. So it was like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we toilet papered it. It was, by the time it was over, it was absolutely covered. And,
you know, I'm one of those people, if I came home to that, I would be so...
Oh, I'm sure. I would be furious. If that happened to me right now,
mad.
I would be furious.
And we have cameras, so we would know who did it. And I think I'd go to the house and be a Karen.
I would be furious if it happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a kid, I thought it was absolutely, absolutely hilarious.
Well, you know, having Emma go to camp for the first time, they were wanting to do something bad. It had to be from your blood. Your mentality on it. They were wanting to toilet paper somebody's cabin or, I guess, fork the yard for a pastor's wife. I mean, I was like, Emma, where is that coming from?
Yeah.
We don't do that.
So I looked up. I knew what your answer was going to be to that question.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that you would say that you had never pranked before.
You don't believe that?
No, I do believe you, but I want to help you because I think before our time is up, you and I need to participate in some type of prank together. Are you interested in this? We're not going to say what, and we won't say who, but I got some ideas, okay? So I looked up an article, and it's harmless but funny pranks. All right, so let's just go through a couple, and you tell me if we could do these. All right, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, all right, here we go. The first one, make a batch of homemade cookies and instead of sugar, put salt.
I don't want to do that.
Oh.
I'm a good baker. That would ruin the baking experience for anybody.
What if we bought? What if we made them for like Lily?
That eats my good
cookies.
What
if we made them for like Lily and we gave them to her and we're like, here, we made you some cookies.
That's so mean.
No.
I mean.
Like, we made it for the girls. Like, we didn't go take them to somebody. Not like somebody that was sick or whatever, but like, we made it for the girls. And we're like, hey, we made you some cookies. And then we just videotaped them. That'd be pretty funny.
Okay.
That'd be pretty funny. All right, here's another one. Squeeze a bit of lemon juice in someone's water when they're not looking. You could also do vinegar or salt. You like that?
I mean, I don't care to do any of these.
You don't want
to
do any? Okay,
here I'm we not go. A bad person, so.
All right. Here's some household tricks to play. So this would be just some stuff we could do around the house. Put something gooey on the ear or mouthpiece of the phone, such as toothpaste or peanut butter. But we don't have a house phone, so I don't know that that would work. See, I don't like stuff like this. I don't like stuff that's messy. I wouldn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. I could do the sugar, the salt cookies. I think that would be funny. The like vinegar in somebody's water would be funny. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't want to do something messy like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't want that done to me. And so I wouldn't want to do that to somebody else.
I seen a reel, and it said, if your grandmother asked you to go do something funny with her, would you do it? And it was a granddaughter, and they went to Walmart and had a bunch of googly eyes. And so, like on Quaker Oats, where the face was of the Quaker Oats man, they did googly eyes. So on Barbie boxes where the Barbie's face is, they did googly eyes, and they filmed it all.
That's funny.
And did googly eyes throughout the whole. They put googly eyes on anything that had eyes.
Yeah.
You know, DVDs, whatever. Somebody had eyes that did googly eyes. I thought that was funny.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know if I'd do it, but
okay.
I thought it was
here's
funny.
One. Here's one we could do. It's the shoes got smaller trick. We stuff a clean sock or napkin in the toes of the victim's shoe. So you have to stuff it in there real tight. And so, and then take a moment to do this in all of their shoes. And so it makes people feel like their shoes got smaller.
Okay. You think that's funny?
I think it could be funny.
Okay.
Because you know the girls would be like, my shoes don't fit.
I've seen another one where you're at a restaurant. The salt shaker, you unscrew the lid on the salt shaker, so when they turn it over, put the salt on it, it spills all over the place. I'd be so mad about that.
Okay. All right. The door trick. Here's one called the door trick. All right. While the victim is asleep, tape a piece of newspaper from the top of the door frame to the wall over the door. Place foam, peanuts, popcorn, or small balls of paper over the top of the newspaper above the door. When the person wakes up and walks out the door, they will be showered with these lightweight objects floating down on their head as the newspaper rips. So stuff like falls on their head.
Yeah.
When I was at camp, I remember we did a door trick, but we put a bucket of water and we had it like hinged up, and they came in the door and the water fell on them.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fun. But they were dressed for church already. And so they weren't, I remember the person not being very happy about it at all.
I could see that.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's go on. Okay, this is the spider attack. Okay. Oh, that reminds me of another prank. I didn't do this prank, but I saw it in an airport one time when I was a kid. I'll tell this to you and then I'll tell you about that prank. Attach several small fake spiders to a thin string and then tape the string above the door. Above the door jamb and then shut the door. When the spiders fit the spiders into a small space in between the top of the door and the door jamb, and when your victim opens the door, the spiders will fall down and appear to be jumping at them.
That'd be so scary.
It'd be pretty scary.
I don't like spiders.
I did see a video the other day where a guy was in Helen, Georgia, and the people were tubing, and he had a rubber snake on a fishing line, and he kept throwing it down and like swimming it through the water. People were freaking out. That's pretty funny. The thing I saw in the airport that time, I was a kid. I mean, I was a little kid. We were traveling, and there was a baseball team that had a layover, and they had a fishing. They didn't have a rod, but they just had the reel, and they taped a dollar bill to the reel and put it in the middle, and so people would come in and try to reach down and get the dollar bill, and I remember being a kid watching that. I thought it was the funniest thing.
I seen another reel the other day of a wife that was vacuuming. Have you seen it? I hadn't. And the husband gets something to tickle her leg or something. And they have a huge big screen TV. And it startled her, and she picked the vacuum cleaner up and swung it and smacked the TV and cracked it right in. I mean, it busted it. And it was on him because he was the one teasing her. And she swung that thing and busted the whole TV.
That's a bummer.
I was like, oh, man.
Okay, you could do a heart attack. So make little paper hearts and glue them on popsicle sticks and then poke them in a victim's yard for Valentine's Day. It's a good way to let your crush know. I like you.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're married, then you shouldn't be letting your crush know. You shouldn't have a crush. You should do that to your spouse, just FYI.
You gonna do that?
Yeah. Just for you, Tina.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if there's anything else here.
I think we did good.
Camping pranks, college pranks. So, all right. Anyway, couple prank ideas. So you interested in trying any of those? You ought to do a prank this week.
I'm not a prankster, and then so we none of that. Report it
back.
None of that. It's just not in my heart to prank people.
Yeah, but it would be so fun, and you would love it. Why don't you prank somebody at work? You would be giggling and.
No, you can prank somebody at work though.
You could.
We'll have to think of something for you to do because you would love to do that.
I would love to do it. They pranked me one time at work. They put all those ducks in my office.
Mm-hmm. You still carry some around with you.
I don't carry them around with me, but they're still there.
Not carry them around. Well, we have some in the car that M1 made me think of it.
Yeah. All right. So. All right, Tina, you got a wow for us today?
I do.
Give it to us.
So in Luke chapter 18, verse 27, it says, "He replied, 'What is impossible for people is possible with God.'" So some of us may be going through a trying time and feel like we're never going to get through something. It's impossible. Just remember, things that seem impossible to us are possible with Him. And so that's just a good little nugget and a good little reminder to get us through the week.
Very good. I like it. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us, hanging out with us. Man, we appreciate it. And hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We'd love to connect with you. If you would, you can do that by following us on the Lots About Something podcast page. Great way to do that. You can also make sure that you hit the subscribe link on whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, or Spotify. Also on Spotify, if you're watching us, if you didn't know already, or if you're listening and you didn't know already, you could watch us. We're right here, videoing, waving. Hi, hello. So again, man, we appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. Thank you for being a part of the 7. Take that, Lauren. Wanted to say that one more time. Feel good. You feel good about it?
Okay.
All right. Man, we do appreciate it so much. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And we look forward to hanging out with you again very soon. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.